If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Okay, so Andy, new to Montreal, and you need a place to live, right?
Yeah, I've got about 2 weeks until I get kicked out of the place I'm in right now, so the crunch is on. I've been going to look at places, but I haven't really fallen in love with anywhere yet.
Yeah, we thought we would help you out a little bit when it comes to places to live. Sam, not you, Sam, but Sam on the phone, where do you think Andy should live?
Dorval.
Why Dorval?
Hands down. Peace and quiet. Away from the city.
What about the plains? Can you hear the plains?
Depends on what zone you're in.
Whoa, wait a second now. That's getting a little
iffy.
Listen.
No plains. Depends on where you go. If you go far in towards sources, yes, you're going to hear them. But way before that, right after Lachine, hands down, best place you can go.
Best
peace
place.
And quiet.
Best place in the city is Dorval.
Other than the peace and quiet, anything else to offer? Any
like something to do?
Anything?
Depends on what he wants. If he wants the busy life, then yeah, he should stay in the city. Mm. But if he wants anything more peace and quiet, West Island.
Yeah, okay. And there's a Walmart there.
Oh, well, that's it.
Sure, there's Walmart, there's the Bay, there's anything
everything,
you want.
Everything.
Everything's there.
Thank you, Sam.
Not a problem.
There's great parks in the West Island, too.
Lots of great parks. What you'll learn is that Montrealers are very proud people, and it's a very small island, but you have lots of different pockets, and everyone that lives in their hood is very proud, and so they'll...
And I think they should be. People should be proud of where they live. They should love where they live, right?
I hope so.
A lot of people saying Laval. Nice homes in Laval.
Affordable, yeah.
Griffintown, that's where you're staying now.
That's where we are right now. Yeah, you and I are both in Griffintown, actually.
How is it having Nikki as a neighbor?
Nikki has never once come by to christen my place or anything like that.
I dropped him off a couple times outside the door.
And she squealed away. Griffintown is cool, by the way. I do like Griffintown. A lot of cool places to eat. I like it.
You went to NDG for some bagels as well.
I've been to NDG twice now.
Yeah.
In about 7 days for St. Viator bagels. They were good.
You revisited there.
Yeah. Didn't you take your mom and you said she ordered 50 bagels to take back to Toronto?
Well, not quite 50. 48.
Oh, God.
Well, she had two on the way home?
No, we're picking them up tomorrow, so we're going for a third time to pick up the bagels that she's pre-ordered.
Nice. Yeah. You're switching her already.
I couldn't believe it. 48 bagels. I mean, Mom, it's just you and Dad at home.
It's like my dream.
NDG is a very kind of liberal, free-spirited place. It's very easygoing.
NDG?
Very easygy-going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I liked it.
I reached out to a friend of mine. Her name is Jessica DeRay. She's a real estate broker with Sotheby's International Realty Quebec, and she said she would help you out. So good morning, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so Andy, I know you've heard, is brand new to our show. He's brand new to Montreal, and we're having a little debate about which area in or around Montreal he should move to.
Oh, nice. Okay, so Andy.
Yes.
Okay, so what's your lifestyle like?
Well,
be honest.
plays video games.
Yeah, it's really actually quite lame. I like to go home after work in the middle of the day and play video games and nap. So I like some quiet. I like peace and quiet.
What about what your wife likes though? Because I know she doesn't like playing video
games.
This
is about me. This is about me.
She likes to shop, right?
Yeah, she loves shopping. She loves fancy new restaurants. She likes, you know, bars. We're not really big clubbers or anything like that.
Perfect. So basically, you fit the criteria of what someone needs to do is go in the suburbs.
I'm a suburbs guy.
Go in the
suburbs.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Why do I have to be in the suburbs?
Might as well kick the can now, man.
What tips you off to the suburbs?
Well, first of all, you like quiet. You like quiet.
Yeah.
So basically, if you don't like the hustle and bustle of downtown, you're going to have to go in the suburbs.
What about Griffintown? That's where my heart is right now.
Okay.
I know. Well, Griffintown right now, I mean, it's a trendy, hip place. It's a hip spot, but people are gravitating more to like St. Henry, Point St. Charles, just because it has more of that family-oriented feel.
So I don't want to be too far away from the city. I want to be able to get to the city like where it's not a long drive.
Arms reach.
Major Montreal traffic,
right,
too.
Right, exactly. But I want to feel like when I do go home that I'm separate from the big city.
Well, that was my next question. So do you commute? Do you need to be close to somewhere like the metro, train?
Yeah, if we could do all of that, that would be great. But normally for work, I do commute. And it's really early in the morning, so I don't really have to worry about traffic.
Again, he's not worried about his wife right now, but she's going to be working in Broussard, right?
Yeah, her office is in Broussard.
Yeah.
Well, Broussard is one of like the most popular places now that people have been buying real estate as well.
What does Broussard have to offer?
There's a lot of things to offer. I mean, just shopping-wise alone, have you ever been to Discount?
Yeah, no, amazing.
I've heard that's really, really nice. Now, are we going to lose a lot of money there?
Yes. But like I said, some, you know, outside areas around the city are really good. Like somewhere like TMR also, or Saint-Laurent, Ville Saint-Laurent.
TMR is my hood. I can tell you all about it.
It's okay. It's a great there area.
We're going to scratch TMR off the list. So Griffintown's off. TMR is off.
Okay. So far you're saying Brossard is top of the list, probably for Andy.
It's on top of the list. You know, West Island is still one of the most popular places.
Love the West Island.
TMR, Saint Laurent, like I had mentioned.
Okay.
And we've got a little dog too, so we need a little bit of space for her. So
exactly.
I wouldn't call it a dog though. It's like more of like a small cat. Like it's
no, do not call her a cat. That is such an insult. How dare you?
Are there cat parks in Brossard for
No, there's not.
Are there cat parks?
I hope is there cat people at all in Brossard?
Yes, I think so. I think so. There might be a Facebook page dedicated to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jessica, that was amazing. Do you have a website that we could check out?
Yes, you can. It's jessicadire.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. You know, when Andy gets his crap together, he should give you a call. It'll probably be once his wife gets here, probably.
I'll be waiting.
It'll be her making the final call, let's be honest.
Exactly.
I've got no say.
Thanks, Jess.
Perfect. Thank you.
How are you feeling about that?
There it is. I guess I'm a suburb guy. Brossard.
Yeah. It is. I go there shopping often, actually. So.
Is it good shopping there?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife's office is right there. She'll be happy about that. I mean, really, that's what it's going to come down to.
All right. Well, you let us know how it works out, okay? Let us know about your adventures of looking with landlords, too.
Let's face it. That's where I'm going.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
The never-ending snowstorm. They said there's a great chance, I would almost say, I guarantee, that we're going to break a 26-year-old record for the most snowfall in this amount of time.
Good for us.
I feel like there's no amount of snow that can deter Montrealers from doing what we want to do during the day, which
it's
is
true.
Fantastic.
We don't mess around. We all got here. Andy, how did you get to work this morning? You took an Uber.
I decided to take an Uber because I really didn't know what the roads were going to be like. And my street where I am in Griffintown didn't get plowed. So the Uber called me and said, you know, hey, can you come to me? I can't get up your street. So I had to trudge all the way down my street with my work bag, and I got my boots soaked and my pants soaked. And when I got in the car, I just didn't even want to say thank you to the Uber because he didn't really pick me up.
Well, he was probably cranky too because he's out there dealing with the half-plowed streets.
Yeah, he's got to deal with it too.
Was
exactly.
he swearing a lot? They swear.
He was upset. he was mad. It was about a 3-4 minute Uber drive. He probably dropped about a good 15 F-bombs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I hope your rating reflected that.
Our bosses yesterday said, look, if you want to stay at Place Bonaventure, because there's a hotel here, we'll put you up there to make sure that you can get here early enough. And Andy and I both said, you know what, we're close, and all my stuff's at home, so we'll stay at home. But Sam, you took them up on their offer, obviously.
Before he had a chance to finish the sentence, I was all over that.
Do you guys want to stay at the hotel? Yes.
Plus, the day before Valentine's Day, right? A little intimacy in the hotel.
I knew he was going to do that.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, you know.
So you brought your girlfriend and took her out for dinner and made it your Valentine's Day date because you got a free hotel room.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
So basically, we're responsible for your Valentine's.
Yes, and you're welcome.
Yeah, great.
Last year, he gave her a rose that I was given from someone else, and he took it and re-gifted it to her.
Re-gifting is
such a freeloader.
No, it's not. It's creative.
So I was actually the only one who toughed it out and drove to work this morning.
Oh, good for you,
Nikki.
You survived. All right.
I did survive. I have to give credit where credit is due. I know the roads weren't perfect, and it's still going to take a long time, but I was impressed with how clear a lot of the downtown roads were. Not all of them. My actual street wasn't, but a lot of the main ones on Piel de la Gauchetière, it was pretty easy to drive on.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
And I survived. Once I got out of my car, I had to like swim through the snowbanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was easily up to our knees.
Oh,
easily.
I'm shorter than you, so even more. It was up to my neck,
and
basically.
You have a bad habit of choosing the wrong boots for snow days, but I think today you chose the right boots.
I did. I wore the right boots.
All right, good.
And I have to say I was really proud because there was a conversation happening on Twitter yesterday, and it was people from Montreal who now live in Toronto saying Toronto needs to take advice from Montreal on how to deal with the snow.
Yeah.
That they don't know how to deal with it as well as we do here.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that. I haven't, you know, maybe it's because, you know, I haven't been here that long. This is my first snowstorm. I always found Toronto's the kind of city that if there's an inch of snow on the ground,
everything shuts down.
Where does everybody go?
Yeah.
They don't go anywhere.
They stay home.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Well, I found out yesterday that we actually get the most snow out of any other major city in Canada here in Montreal. So it makes sense that we don't like stay in every time it happens because otherwise we'd be staying in all winter, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Steve, the snowplow driver, is on the phone and he wants to talk about this. He has something to say about all
Nikki,
this as well.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Busy.
I know. What area are you in this morning?
Sam, what's the name? Andy, welcome to Montreal. I'm on the corner of Cavendish and Côte Vertu.
Okay.
You know, if you're around here, there's no problem, you know?
Actually, what we're talking about, do you think that a lot of people in Toronto say that Montreal does a better job of clearing the snow?
100%. Yeah? 100%.
Okay. So,
and I, you know what? I put a bet with anybody. Because yeah? I did snow removal in Toronto, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Small streets do not get plowed. It's pathetic.
Okay. All right. So we're doing okay here in Vancouver's other story.
Welcome to Montreal. This was just a taste.
Okay.
Obviously.
Guys, it's great to hear to you guys and listen to you guys. And Andy, welcome to Montreal. Have a nice day. Enjoy Montreal, buddy.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so even if you've been in a relationship for years, do you ever struggle with knowing whether or not your partner is actually in the mood?
Every single time.
Yeah?
Until we're, you know, done, I'm not really sure if she's into it or not.
Oh, that's really
And you're
gross.
Married to this woman?
Yeah.
Really creepy.
Yeah.
It is Nikki, Sam. That was Andy, for the record. So, Andy, maybe this new product is for you. This is a Kickstarter campaign. So that means Canadians actually are trying to raise money to make this product come to life, come to fruition. It's called the Love Sync button. Okay? So basically, you each put a button that's connected with a USB cord on your nightstand, and they sync together. So if you both push them, it means like, okay, this is happening. We're getting it on. And if only one person does, they're saying it makes it a lot easier because you don't have to worry about rejection and you don't have to worry about guessing whether or not your partner is in the mood.
Well, wait, what is it like if one person pushes the button mm-hmm. and the other person doesn't?
Yes, there's not happening.
Well, what happens when they both push it? Is there a beep? Is there an alarm?
You can see the light. And then you're like, okay, it's going. Okay. We're
permission
going.
To proceed.
Yeah. Yeah, but if one person presses a button and then you don't see a light, then you totally know that the other person is rejecting you, right?
You're in the doghouse. Yeah,
but it makes it like a little bit less awkward than an actual like encounter face to face is what they're saying. Or like, because, you know, you're in a relationship. You don't want to go up to someone and be like, hello, I was wondering if you'd like to, you know, get it on tonight. So normally you're trying to have to sort of like read cues and see sort of like how the person is feeling. And so they're saying this way it takes all the awkwardness out of it.
Whatever happened to communication? Whatever happened to just talking to someone and, you know, getting the vibes,
I think
you know?
The internet happened.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is what romances come to in the 21st century.
If I get shot down, I don't find it all that awkward. I'm just like, all right, I'll just, you know, go back to watching TV. It's all good.
Okay. Maybe it's awkward.
No big deal.
Maybe it's awkward for your wife, though, to have to say, do the shooting down.
To say no?
Yeah.
No, she's used to it by now.
It just sounds like a party favor, not something you would have with your, you know, with your intimate partner.
Yeah, your life partner. Yeah,
exactly.
It's weird because everything else has become so digital. I'm like, I guess at one point maybe this will too. And they said like numbers are actually declining, that fewer and fewer couples are like hooking up at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that they think this will be helpful.
I can maybe see myself using it. You know when you're in a fight with your partner and no one's talking and you want to have kind of like that makeup sex, you know, maybe like that could work. You just sort of, hey, babe.
You keep hitting the button and you keep hitting the button and hitting it and hitting it. I'm hitting the button.
Is this broken?
It's called the Love Sync button. It is on Kickstarter if you're interested. I suggest it for both of you, actually.
Andy, try it out and let me know how it goes.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.